Hello and welcome to this webcast, Controlling Your Sugar Cravings and Why Willpower Won't Work. I'm Amy Medling. I'm a certified health coach and founder of PCOS Diva. And my mission is to help women with PCOS reclaim their fertility, femininity, health, and happiness. I've helped thousands of women manage their PCOS naturally. And as you already know, I have a lot of free information and daily inspirational messages on Facebook at facebook.com/PCOSDiva and more detailed information on how to control your PCOS symptoms naturally, including meal plans, on my website, PCOSDiva.com. It's that time of year when we are ready to take control of our diets and health again. I have let my eating go a little bit over the holidays, and if you're like me, you're probably ready to take control again. But maybe you're not sure how you can manage your sugar and carb cravings. Well, I want to talk to you about why willpower won't work and how you can control your sugar cravings naturally. This is often step one of what I go through when I'm teaching my one-on-one private coaching clients. So in this webinar, I will present and discuss sugar and carb cravings and why women with PCOS have these cravings, why it's hard to control them with just willpower, and then I will give you specific ways to control cravings. I created this webinar to explain why, as women with PCOS, we often have just uncontrollable cravings for sugar and carbs and what we can do about it. My intention is to permanently change your relationship with sugar. Chances are, when you were diagnosed with PCOS, your doctor told you to cut down on sugar and carbs. But as you know, that's really easier said than done. You might have been able to cut sugar out for a week or so, but then that candy jar at work sings a siren song and you think, well, just one won't hurt. But then one becomes 10, and you're right back where you started. First, I want you to stop beating yourself up because you may have caved into sugar and carb cravings. What your doctor didn't tell you is that craving sugar is not simply about willpower. There are several underlying physiologic causes feeding your desire for sugar. And I'm teaching this call in order to give you some understanding so you can take control of these cravings. With everything involving PCOS, I find that knowledge is really power. And when you understand the whys and the hows, it really makes it much easier to make better choices for yourself. And I'm here to give you both the why and how and help you begin to end that constant struggle with cravings and the low energy, moodiness, and feelings of being out of control that accompany it. And if you utilize just one of these tips I'll share with you today, I guarantee you will feel more in control of your cravings. I really do understand what can happen when you are no longer controlled by sugar and you have more energy. You lose weight, you have more self-esteem and less moodiness, and your PCOS symptoms will improve. I know that life and work and relationships can also dramatically improve just by ending sugar cravings. So I want you to imagine, if you would, for a moment, what would happen if you went through your day without feeling the need to feed your cravings and your energy and mood was stable from the time you woke up to the time you went to sleep. You would probably be able to handle stress better. You'd be more patient. You'd be able to think more clearly and not feel so anxious. And you would probably just be more productive. You'd be able to live in the moment. You wouldn't have to worry about where your next sugar fix would come from. If you were going to a party, what would you do with all the sweets around? Think about what all this would mean for you and what else you could accomplish. So I want to tell you a little bit about my story before we go any further. You might be wondering, why am I here speaking to you about sugar cravings? Well, as a woman with PCOS, I really know firsthand what it's like to feel disappointment in yourself because you couldn't give up sugar or follow a low-carb diet, and you really wanted to desperately feel in control again, to be able to walk by that candy jar and not obsess about having a piece, to be with my family without snapping at them because I ate too much sugar, to enjoy life and the things that are truly important to me and not feel like I'm wasting my time obsessing about eating or not eating the cookies that are left over after the holidays. So this is my story. Well, I came of age during what I like to call the snack well, fat-free era. As long as food didn't have fat in it, it was okay for you. Those were really the good old days when fat-free bagels and cream cheese were king and fat-free yogurt was queen. I started my day always with a bagel and low-fat cream cheese, or maybe even two, and then salad for lunch with fat-free dressing and a no-fat Tootsie Roll for dessert. Fat-free Snackwell cookies and a Diet Coke were my snack, and then pasta and sauce for dinner, and then maybe a trip to the corner frozen yogurt store for a black raspberry frozen yogurt. I thought I was being good, no fat for me today, but because my diet was so out of balance and insulin resistance from PCOS was just really causing me to gain a lot of weight, and I began having hypoglycemic episodes and would often faint because my blood sugar would crash so low. And all it took was more sugar, ironically, a piece of candy, a lollipop, some orange juice, and I felt better for a while. And then that vicious cycle would begin again. The sugar highs were great, but the lows caused fatigue and depression and weariness and exhaustion. And then I would find myself suddenly, unexplainably arguing with anyone close to me, usually my husband. After years and countless hours of research and a better understanding of my body, I had an aha moment and realized sugar was the cause of my problems. And I decided I would cut it all out of my diet. But, you know, as we all know, I think that's easier said than done. Because I was a slave to sugar. I spent many a day obsessing about not eating it, only to cave in and then feel bad about myself that I didn't have willpower. I would often ask myself why I was in control of so many areas of my life. I had a great marriage, and I actually still do. I had a great job, great friends, a great home. But I couldn't control the sugar. I felt out of balance, and sugar was ruling and ruining my life. I spent a lot of time learning about what sugar was doing to my body and developed my own strategies to help me overcome my sugar habit. And today, I'm happy to say that sugar and carbs no longer have that same control over me. I feel free, and I feel great, and this is really the reason that I started PCOS Diva. I want other women to have the same sense of freedom and well-being and control and balance of their over their lives and their PCOS. And I've helped my clients to achieve this, and I really believe that controlling sugar is the first step. Now, I'm not telling you this to pat myself on the back. I'm really just sharing my story to show you that you don't have to go another day feeling out of control and frustrated, and that you can control your own cravings. I know it doesn't feel good to be a slave to sugar. The ups and downs can be intense and exhausting, but it doesn't have to be this way. I absolutely know that craving sugar or binging on sugar is not a reflection of your willpower or your individual strength. It's easier than you think, especially when you have the strategies, which I will be showing you. I'm just going to take a sip of water and we will continue. Okay, so during this webcast, we are going to cover what is going on with your body's chemistry to cause you to have cravings. I'm going to share the three primary causes of cravings. And what this means for you is that you'll begin to build an awareness of how your body works. I believe that the road to controlling your sugar cravings starts with awareness. Sugar has a powerful biological and emotional effect on us. And by understanding why we turn to sugar in the first place, we can absolutely employ strategies for improving our relationship with it. We're also going to cover three additional ways to decrease your sugar cravings for good, and you'll be happy to know that it does not involve self-denial. We will look at how to balance your diet to bust cravings so that you can make food choices that will put you in control again. And then lastly, I'm going to reveal how an ancient system of opposites will help you keep your cravings in balance. And what this means for you is you're going to be able to begin to deconstruct your cravings, which will allow you to look at them as a critical piece of information that will help you understand what your body needs. And I'm also going to share why a craving may actually not even be about the food, but about the emotion that the food creates. And what that means for you is you can begin to look for nourishment in your life in non-food ways. I really want to give you everything I can in this time we have together in this webcast, and with the strategies that I'm going to be sharing, you're going to be able to get started right away so you can start to see instant results. Now, I know that you might have some additional questions, or you may want to learn more about conquering cravings and managing your PCOS symptoms, increasing energy and losing weight and feeling better. So for if that's something that you want to explore further, I'll show you how you can later in this webcast. So let's take a closer look at what might be behind your sugar cravings and what is the first reason that you might be experiencing cravings. So let's talk about the emotional connection. For many of us, the smell of homemade cookies reminds us of our childhoods. It brings up memories of past holidays, especially at this time of year, or special occasions. Being rewarded with candy or other treats when you did something good growing up may carry over to the present. And even our cultures and traditions that we were brought up with really affect our habits too. These learned associations and happy memories reinforce the physiological effect of sugar. There's nothing wrong with occasionally turning to sweets for comfort, and, you know, we've all done that, but it really becomes a problem when we grow dependent upon it. So let's look at the second reason we experience cravings, and that's due to the feel-good neurochemicals. Neurotransmitters are chemicals in our brain, and they work by sending messages from the nervous system to the rest of the body. Serotonin is best known as the neurotransmitter that makes us feel good, and serotonin levels are what several antidepressants manipulate to improve mood and anxiety. This explains why many of us reach for sweets when we are tired or stressed. Those are two feelings which are often accompanied by low serotonin levels, and studies suggest that sugar increases the absorption of the amino acid tryptophan, which the body uses to make serotonin. Sugar can provide instant but short-lived sense of balance and comfort. And I've seen it suggested that women with PCOS are often already low in serotonin. So if we are already low, it may set us up to look to sugar to give us a serotonin boost. Dopamine is another neurochemical, and dopamine is typically associated with the runner's high because it acts as a natural painkiller. It produces a sense of well-being, increases self-esteem, and settles anxiety. Our brain naturally releases dopamine when we eat sugar, and researchers have found that when faced with a choice between cocaine and sugar, rats are more likely to get hooked on sweets because, like alcohol and drugs, sugar stimulates the brain's reward center by sparking the release of dopamine. When we find ourselves in a complete lack of control around sugar, when it seems our commitment to excellent health all of a sudden just doesn't matter anymore, these feelings are often caused by that dopamine response we get from eating sugar. It seems that many processed foods with lots of added sugar actually overwhelm the brain circuitry. When we eat them and our brain cranks out dopamine, it drives us to eat the food again and again, and eventually just looking at the food can trigger a dopamine release. The problem is that the lift we experience after that can of soda or bowl of pasta or chocolate chip cookie doesn't last very long. And eating these foods, especially without combining them with some sort of protein, can set us up for cyclical cravings. Just one bite just doesn't work anymore because that single bite activates dopamine, causing the brain to demand more and more. And willpower, logic, and common sense are often no match for the addictive drives, and we find ourselves wanting more and more. Okay, so let's look at the role that insulin plays with our cravings. With PCOS, we hear a lot about insulin resistance, but maybe an explanation of what the term means and how it can affect sugar cravings would help. Insulin is a growth hormone that allows glucose or sugar that has been broken down from the food we eat to travel from the bloodstream into the cells where it's used for energy for the cell. I think the easiest way to understand insulin's role in your body is through a lock and key analogy. I want you to think of your cells as having a series of locked doors on the outer cell wall, which are insulin receptors. When you eat food, it's broken down to glucose or sugar molecules that are transported into your bloodstream. Insulin, which is secreted by your pancreas, it acts as the transporter key and unlocks the receptor doors on your cell in order to let the sugar into the cell for energy. So what happens with insulin resistance is that some of the door locks become jammed. The insulin keys can't open these jammed receptor doors. And then glucose bounces off the cell wall instead of passing through the door to be burned as energy. With the cell door closed to it, glucose remains in the bloodstream, causing elevated levels of blood sugar, which are sent to the liver. And once there, the sugar is converted into fat and stored via the bloodstream throughout the body. This process can lead to weight gain and obesity, key factors in creating polycystic ovarian syndrome. When sugar can't get into the cell, extra insulin is produced to increase the chances of getting a key to open a receptor door. The result is that your body has too much insulin. Excess of insulin rejected by the cell then free floats in the bloodstream, creating unbalanced hormone levels in women with PCOS. And since insulin is a growth hormone, too much also promotes storage to fat, especially around your middle. Insulin resistance or jammed door locks also deprives your cells of the energy they need to function. And this is why many women with insulin resistance experience carbohydrate cravings and fatigue, because their cells are literally starving for energy, even when plenty of glucose or sugar is available in the bloodstream. Since your body isn't converting food to energy properly because of insulin resistance, it demands even more sugar and carbs. As these cravings increase, so does weight gain. Okay. So let's look at three strategies to control cravings, and let's really dig into what we can do. Okay, so my first tip for controlling cravings is to balance your diet. On PCOSDiva.com and on Facebook.com/PCOSDiva, I talk a lot about food and how a diva must sizzle in the kitchen. I've even developed PCOS meal plans that tell you exactly what to eat to take control of your cravings in PCOS. By taking control of our diet and what we eat, we can get rid of feelings of powerlessness in the face of PCOS. Food influences our hormones. Remember that insulin is a hormone? Well, everything you put in your mouth triggers some type of hormonal response. It is also important to approach sugar and refined carbs from your diet as an act of decreasing the sugar and refined carbs from your diet as an act of self-love and self-care rather than an act of deprivation or punishment. I always tell my clients that a PCOS diva lifestyle is not about diet, deprivation, and denial. It's about the four N's: new foods, trying new foods, being nurturing and nourishing to you, and being nice to yourself. The food that you prepare for yourself should be yummy and rewarding, not something that you have to force down. Treat yourself to satisfying foods that are good for you, and I promise that you'll see a difference in your cravings. Nourish your body with a balanced diet. It's important to make each meal balanced to control your blood sugar and insulin response. Healthy fats, quality protein, complex whole food carbohydrates, processed carbs are really just lumps of sugar to the body, so you know, beware of those. And then fruits and vegetables. They all work together to help keep cell signaling at an even keel. This will allow a slow and steady stream of glucose or sugar into your body and not a rush that is created with just table sugar. Choose to eat more natural foods, and I want to say that again, really, just to make sure that you heard it. Choose to eat more natural foods. I love author Michael Pollan's advice. If your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize it as food, don't eat it. Okay, I want you to really remember the mistakes that I made by eating fat-free for so long. And I want you to really focus on making sure that there's plenty of healthy fat in your diet. One of our biggest nutritional mistakes is reducing fats while increasing sugar. And in the past 30 years, fat intake in the U.S. has decreased roughly by 25%, while sugar intake has increased more than 30%. It's important to eat fat, but it must be the right fat. The right fats not only create health, but they also stabilize appetite and control cravings. Fats help slow the release of sugar from foods into the blood, controlling blood sugar levels and insulin, and preventing hunger and sugar cravings triggered by low blood sugar. Healthy craving-controlling fats include olive oil, organic butter, and I like grass-fed butter, coconut oil, as well as nuts and seeds and avocado. Supplementing with an omega-3 fatty DHA fish oil is also very, very helpful. I want to tell you a short story about one of my clients, Karen. She came to me with what she termed as a Ben and Jerry's addiction. She felt that she was in control of her diet, but knew that her nightly habit of Chunky Monkey wasn't helping her or her PCOS. She felt that the craving was just out of control and was ruling her life. She found herself even driving to the 7-Eleven in her slippers at 11 p.m., right before midnight, to get her fix. And she was so disgusted at herself and her lack of willpower when it came to ice cream. The first thing we did was look at her weekly food intake. And what I quickly determined was that Karen also subscribed to my old Snackwell fat-free diet. She had fat-free Greek yogurt for breakfast, chicken salad with fat-free dressing, and dinner was fish or skinless chicken and veggies. And by adding in healthy fat, it was the first thing that she and I talked about. And within 10 days of increasing her healthy fat consumption, she told me that she was no longer fantasizing about Cherry Garcia. And she was able to go through her day without feeding the need to feed that craving. And the great thing about this was that her energy was immediately affected, and she felt that this change, she felt this change most when she woke up in the morning, and she also had this new sense of clarity and control. For Karen, all of this meant that she not only became more productive, but her mood was also greatly improved. And as a bonus of conquering her craving for ice cream, Karen's skin cleared up too, most likely as a result of removing the dairy from her diet, but also the sugar. And after years of struggling with adult acne, you can imagine how all of this affected her quality of life. So you can see how adding healthy fats can make a huge difference. Now, next I'd like to talk to you about balancing your diet with protein. It's important to eat healthy protein. Many women with PCOS don't eat enough high-quality protein. And while I'm not a fan of high-protein diets, I can't stress enough the importance of having a balance of protein, whole food carbohydrates, and healthy fats at every meal to satisfy hunger and control cravings. And my meal plans are very much designed in that balanced way. Protein gives us energy, helps us maintain muscle, and adds satiety, which helps prevent sugar and carb cravings. So many fad diets are set up to deprive women of basic food groups like fat and carbohydrates or protein, but our bodies need all of these food groups to carry out basic functions. Chicken, poultry, eggs, fish, beans, nuts, seeds, high-quality protein powder, they're all very helpful. And also, really be aware of the fiber that you're eating. It's easier to cut down on sugar when you crowd out the sugar with fiber-rich foods like grains and veggies and fruits. There is no fiber in animal food, so you need to add it in with these fiber-rich foods. Foods high in fiber digest slower, so you'll feel fuller longer. And refined carbohydrates such as candy and baked goods and sodas, while they may give you a short-term energy boost, you're going to quickly feel sluggish and end up craving more sugar. And lastly, I promise you, if you have a protein smoothie, and I have my Diva smoothie recipe on PCOSDiva.com, and it has lots of fiber, it has a little healthy fat and protein. If you have that for breakfast in the morning, you are absolutely going to feel more in control the rest of the day. Okay, my second tip is actually based on the Chinese system of opposites called yin and yang. While this may seem like a strange concept in terms of cravings, I want you to bear with me. It is a carefully designed system of opposites used to describe and simplify all phenomena, including food and lifestyle. For example, cool would be yin and hot would be yang. Dark is yin and light is yang. Sensitive is yin and strong is yang. Female is yin and male is yang. This actually applies to food as well. In Chinese medicine, practitioners would call salt an extreme yang food. Salt is the most contracting food, meaning that it has a very retracting energy in the body and causes the cellular fluids in the body to contract and pull in. We all know that when we ingest too much salt, we become dehydrated and thirsty. Excess salt can also pull hydration out of the skin. Contracting foods are yang foods, salty foods. Meat and cheese are on the far yang end of the spectrum. And sugar is on the opposite end. It is one of the most expanding of foods. When we eat foods with sugar in them, we tend to feel more relaxed and open. Sugar causes the body to expand and open up. Expanding foods are considered in Chinese philosophy to be yin foods. Sugar, coffee, and alcohol are all extremely yin. Many people struggle to maintain a balance while flip-flopping between the two ends of the spectrum. The sugar yin and the salt yang connection may be a way the body responds to a temporary shift in balance. Too much salt creates an imbalance in your body, which may in turn lead you to crave salt yin cousin sugar. And when we eat a great deal of salt, we start to feel extremely contracted, and we unconsciously start to crave more expanding foods, i.e. the sugar, to create balance in the body. Imagine your body like a seesaw. On one end, extreme yang, and on the other end, extreme yin. Think of salt sitting on the yang side and sugar sitting on the yin side. They will actually balance each other out in the way that they stimulate you. Your body always works to keep that seesaw balanced. If we want to cut back on sugar cravings, we need to create overall yin-yang balance. And one way to be sure that we're not overdoing the salt, this especially means table salt or sodium chloride, which is man-made and can cause the leaching of fluids and minerals from your body, is to really remove that from your table and your cooking and replace that with a Celtic or my favorite, pink Himalayan sea salt. They're both natural raw salts that contain about 70 trace minerals, and they've been dried naturally by the sun rather than a kiln. The best way to regulate your salt intake is to switch to these natural salts immediately, throwing out your regular table salt, and do not add any additional salt to your food once it's been prepared, and by all means, avoid the processed and packaged foods. Sugar cravings in the form of cakes and candy and alcohol can also be a result of eating too young, too much salt, but also too much protein, not enough vegetables, especially the green leafy kinds, which are also extremely yin foods, or even living a too young of lifestyle, working too much, living in a big city with bustling energy, or trying to do it all, such as owning your own business and running a family household without asking for support. So before you wonder why you can't get your sugar cravings under control and think something's wrong with you, consider adding more balanced foods that are in the middle of the spectrum or the seesaw, whole grains, vegetables, fruits, nuts, and beans. All fall in the middle of the spectrum. And a steady diet of food from these categories will support your body's yin-yang balance and free you from your cravings. Oh, and add some very yin greens like kale and spinach to that morning smoothie for even more sugar control. So I'm going to take another little sip of water, and we are going to go on to our final tip, which is adding more sweetness in life. Okay, so we touched on eating yin foods, but what about creating more yin experiences in your life? I like to call this finding sweetness in non-food ways. Your body doesn't biologically need sugar, but it does long for physical touch, time with friends, outside time, workouts, massages, just really extreme self-care. When life becomes sweet enough itself, we find ourselves relying less and less on sugar. I believe one of the reasons we eat sugar is to make up for the missing sweetness of being alive. And why do we miss it? Because we don't realize that we need nourishment in many forms. We all really have specific needs for love and friendship, laughter, movement, creativity, purpose, spirituality, meaningful work, relaxation, and beauty in our lives. We must feed our whole being, or we will end up full of food but never really satisfied. Cravings are always a message from the body that it needs something that it's not getting, and often those cravings can be satisfied by non-food activities. One of my clients, her name is Meredith, she came to me when she was struggling with weight, sugar cravings, and she was feeling fatigued and depressed every evening when she came home from work. She didn't have the energy to exercise or cook for herself when she got home. And when we started working together, I saw that she was all work and no play. She spent her evenings adding sweetness to her life with cookies and cake and ice cream. I explained to her that sometimes we crave food for emotional reasons, and maybe we're looking for excitement in our lives or looking for comfort after a stressful day at work. This nourishment feeds us on an emotional level. It really isn't about food. It's about the emotion that it creates. I challenged Meredith to write a sweet stuff menu. I asked her to list all of the things that make her happy and fulfilled and loved, joyful, and recharged. I told her to include things that she found to be beautiful and meaningful. I asked her to include a few of the things she enjoyed doing as a child. She soon rediscovered a love of playing tennis and writing short stories. She discovered for herself that food can fill you, but it can't fulfill you. When she started including items in her life on her from her sweet stuff menu a few days a week, she lost weight. She had more energy for her relationships. She felt better about herself, and her craving subsided. You can see how including nourishing activities has a significant ripple effect on your whole life. So I really challenge you today to start your own sweet stuff menu. Keep it posted in a place where you see it every day to remind yourself of these things. In the course of our days, many of us have these little snippets of time here and there that we can fill our days with the true sweet stuff of life. One of my simple ways to find more sweetness in life, which I touched upon in a recent newsletter, is to slow down and brew a favorite cup of tea and sit near a window, and I just kind of sip and stare out. Right now I have a lovely view of about a half a foot of snow, and it's gorgeous. And I just sit and stare before the busyness of my children coming home from school. This might not be the thing for you, but I invite you to consider what would give you more pleasure and sweetness in your day. Okay, so let's just quickly recap here. So we talked about what causes sugar cravings and whether they are emotional, neurochemical, or caused by insulin resistance. We also covered three ways to control cravings through balancing our diet with healthy fats, proteins, whole carbohydrates, and fiber, looking at the yin-yang balance in the diet and life, and finding sweetness without sugar. I know that if you implement just one strategy that we talked about today, you will absolutely see immediate results. So earlier in the webcast, I promised that I'd share with you how you can take this even further. So if what we talked about today resonates with you and you're ready to go deeper and you really want to take on your health and your life in 2013, then I really would love to invite you to consider the PCOS Diva Jumpstart Program. On January 28th, I'm running my fourth Jumpstart Program. Over 300 women have participated in 2012, and I've heard from scores of women who have changed their lifestyle as a result of this Jumpstart Program. Many have become pregnant, lost weight, reduced symptoms, and really just gained control of their PCOS, their health, and their life. So if you are ready to make a commitment to your health and start managing your PCOS so you can control cravings, increase energy, stabilize mood, regulate your cycle, balance your hormones, this program is absolutely for you. I truly believe that controlling your sugar and carbs cravings is the first step to managing your PCOS because it helps with insulin sensitivity and it keeps blood sugar stable, which ultimately means enhanced fertility, weight loss, mood, and more. I shared a lot of information in this call, but you may be wondering, how do I implement all of this? And if you want a more structured step-by-step program to help you take this first step of truly controlling your cravings and begin managing your PCOS naturally, I invite you to go to PCOSdiva.com/jumpstart, and on your screen there should be a little toggle button on the left that will take you right there. I want to kind of just go over what you will gain from this week-long program. I will show you in easy daily steps how to improve your diet and manage stress and boost energy and really discover that diva that you know is inside and is just waiting to come out. You're going to reset your eating habits by choosing fresh, healthy foods over salt and sugar and carb-laden snacks. You'll have the tools that you finally need to kick those cravings and unhealthy habits to the curb. You'll shake off the bad habits and take on healthy ones. Cut out junk food. Cook healthy meals at home. Give that negative internal self-talk, you know, a positive makeover. Pamper your body and soothe your mind. Establish better sleeping habits. Improve your energy. And just really overall feeling more vibrant and healthier than before. So here's how the Jumpstart program works. I will be giving you step-by-step guidance that will ensure your 7-day Jumpstart is a great success. Each Jumpstart program consists of a detailed daily guide that tells you exactly what to do and when, as well as a preparation guide that I send out 2 weeks prior so that you can start preparing for Jumpstart week with plenty of time. I also created a detailed menu plan with yummy breakfasts, lunches, dinners, snacks, and a done-for-you shopping list to take the work out of figuring out how much veggies and brown rice and fruit and all that good stuff you need to buy for the week. I'll have daily videos and emails to let you know what to expect each day and what to focus on. And I think one of the best features of the Jumpstart program is a forum just for women participating in this program. And we all support each other. I will be on the forum daily answering questions and providing motivation. But you also share your week with other women who are on that same journey. And then after Jumpstart, the support doesn't end because we have a special Jumpstart alumni Facebook group that's only invite only for Jumpstart alumni. And you'll be continuing your journey with women who have completed the program in 2012. It's really a great community. This isn't a diet. It's a detailed lifestyle guide to show you how good you can feel when you learn to live life like a diva. When you join the 7-day Discover Your Diva Jumpstart, you can absolutely rest assured that you're going to get lots of support from me, and you'll end the week feeling better with more energy than you've had in years. You may have had trouble in the past making changes, and I want to show you that this time it can absolutely be different, especially if you have someone and a community of women encouraging you, supporting you, and showing you what to do step by step. And I don't want anything to get in your way. So I've tried to make this program very affordable. The full price of this program is $147, but if you register by January 14th, you'll only pay the early bird special price of $97. So I encourage you to go to PCOSDiva.com/jumpstart and read through all the details and read the Jumpstart success stories. See how other women experienced Jumpstart Week. If you're struggling with feeling overwhelmed with your PCOS diagnosis and don't know where to begin changing your lifestyle, or if you know what you need to do but can't stop your cravings for sugar and carbs, or if you just need some motivation and accountability and structure to start making positive lifestyle change, I want to encourage you to take action and join me for 7 days in the new year. Well, you will get daily support, guidance, and motivation, and you'll be able to connect to a community of amazing divas who are on the same journey to reclaim their femininity, their health, and their happiness. So thank you for being with me in this webcast today. I love sharing all of this information, and I can't wait to hear your amazing results from the sugar craving tips. I want to hear how you're doing, so please post on my Facebook page. You can also send me direct email, but I love sharing on Facebook as other divas can see your progress and they can be encouraged and you can inspire other women. I hope that you'll consider my 7-day Jumpstart program, and I look forward to working with you then. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and happy new year filled with joy and gratitude. Thanks so much.